Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Just the Sip. My guest today is one of my favorite songstresses. She is the newest pop icon slash diva. Yes, I'm giving it to her. It's Ava Max, everybody. Okay, first of all, are you as afraid to go outside as I am?
Basically now with this new variant, what is happening? I'm scared now again.
I'm like, did we take our bras off too soon? Like,
yeah,
it's really scary. And you know, I thought I was bold. I went to a party on Saturday night. I was living my best life.
I'm walking down the neighborhood. Now I'm like, uh-oh, I see a person over there. Like, I'm just like, what do we do?
I have no clue. I have to just ask you a question because I wonder if like songstresses and pop, you know, people get this. Do you remember that like one of the times in your life where you got a song stuck in your head and you were mad at the artist because you couldn't get the song out of your head for like weeks?
I've been like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be that person now? Because I remember the first day I heard, yeah, I'm sweet, but I'm psycho. I thought to myself, this girl.
You were so funny. You're like, this is annoying as hell.
I was like, I'm not going to be able to get this out of my head. I'm going to sing this to everybody. And every turn I made, every radio station, it was on, it was popping, and everyone was singing it. But it stayed in my head rent-free for like 3 months. Easy.
That is so funny. Well, I'm sorry about that.
But how was it like when that song first came out? Because I feel like that was everybody's introduction to you.
Everybody
in the
was,
world of pop music.
The question was, are you sweet or psycho? Always. Everybody, probably thousands of interviews.
You would give everyone the same answer and it would be like, yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news, I am psychotic. No, actually, like... It's kind of crazy. I am pretty nuts. But I think my friends would tell me I'm nuts.
Would they?
Yeah, they're like, this girl is crazy.
I like an Albanian man because I feel like an Albanian man doesn't give a f- and like, well, is kind of like, I feel like the Albanian culture is like the Latin culture. They're family oriented. Am I wrong?
Yes. You're right. You're right. That's how it is.
And y'all can fight with each other, but the minute you fight with another Albanian and you're not Albanian, it's a problem.
It's like, it's too much. It's too much. I think, I mean, we need to tone it down probably. Like Italians, very loud.
Oh my God. And an Albanian wedding, ma'am.
Have you been?
I've been to one Albanian wedding. It was the time of my life. I couldn't believe my eyes. The money that they were throwing around there.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're
Can
like,
you imagine?
What are you doing?
I'm like, what are you guys doing? What's going to happen if you marry a white guy? Like, is he going to be like, what the hell is this?
Honestly, that is probably not going to happen. No, it's just like that literally would, he would fly out the window. Like, he'd be like, peace.
You know, it's so crazy to see an artist kind of come up in front of your face and like really explode on the scene. you have a hit after hit after hit. You're putting out Every Time I Cry. How much pressure is it on you as an artist to make sure that this single, which it's going to be popping and bomb, you know, really works up and does what the last four that you've put out, you know, have done?
You know, can I be honest? I don't have much pressure about songs. I just make it. And if people don't like it, I'm like, okay, on to the next. Because I love making music. I love making empowering songs. I love making dance songs. So if you're not going to like this one, maybe you're going to like the next one. I'm going to just continue releasing dance music.
And I love it because we kind of had a lull of dance music for a long time. Like there wasn't a real pop artist. And it was weird because every pop artist was trying to be R&B or trying to be this.
The moment I released Stupid Psycho, I was freaking out. That's when the pressure started, the day I released Stupid Psycho, because on New Music Friday, it was the only pop song. And I was like, oh, this is probably not going to do anything. Like, because, and then people, I think, definitely loved it because it was the only pop song. And then more pop music started coming out again. I think Stupid Psycho really opened up pop again.
I think you're absolutely correct. You're the girl who popped the top. You popped the top.
Oh my God, this psycho.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my God, but you guys are very passionate and very like in it, like really strong and I don't know, focused, right? I don't know.
And what are you guys? Because you hit that the nail on the head.
I'm like, pressure, what's that? I'm like a free spirit. I let go of the flow. But then my Virgo rising sometimes hits and I'm like, okay, I got to write every music video treatments. I got to write all my songs. So I get very like crazy, like particular, you know, but that's my Virgo rising. But most of the time I'm like, whatever.
Do you ever get in your own way where you're like, you know,
I used to, but now I'm like, I'm a little bit more again. Open to things, but I think I don't know how to explain it. You know, I like it my way. That was one of the first songs I released before Stupid Psycho. My way is just how I feel, my way or the highway, or I don't feel like a real artist.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy is I listen to Every Time I Cry, and it's nuts to me because people think when you cry, it's like the sign of weakness. But yeah. I always say a good cry resets your ass, and I feel so. Immediately.
Yeah, it's like getting, okay, I hate this comparison. It's like getting the flu. And then when you finish getting the flu, you're like, I feel like I have superpowers. Like, it's like, oh my God, I feel so healthy. I feel good. Like the flu kicked my butt. But like, that's how I feel after a cry. I'm like, oh, I feel like empowered the next day, especially after a good sleep, a good cry and a good sleep.
It's the night cry. That's the key.
And you're like, and then you wake up, you're like, I can do anything.
Him. I hate him. It's like you wake up and you're like, hey, can you just like not look at those text messages I sent you last night? I was kind of sort of in a mood.
Oh my God, I've sent texts like that in the morning, like, hey, you know, I was drunk. You know, I had a lot of wine that night. You know, that was not me.
Have you ever done a voicemail though?
Oh, I've done a voicemail. Now I'm doing voice notes and they disappear and I don't know what the heck I said. I'm like, what the heck? Where did it go? And I'm like, oh, I know I said something bad.
I need the ghost of Steve Jobs to come down and make an app that is going to let me blow into it.
And then that app.
And then that app says, no, bitch, you are too drunk to send that text.
Honestly, we should just invent that because I think a lot of people would.
You know, I like hearing people's drunk stories. It honestly makes me feel better. Like
they say when you're drunk, though, they say that like most of what you say is true.
Is that what it's like with you? Do you go off and tell people exactly what you think when you're
like,
drunk?
I'm alive. Like I go crazy. No, I'm not actually a big drinker. Because when I do have like, let's say two glasses of wine, I'm done for. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's good. Or like one margarita. I'm good. But it's like,
I'm lightweight.
Yeah.
I'm a lightweight too. Okay, I'm a lightweight too.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh my God, imagine I'm so little. I would probably faint if I kept taking shots.
And I get petty. Like when I'm dating somebody and I have like two or three drinks, I get about it and I want to fight and I want to get in your face and talk about what happened last week in front of Jerry.
Stop. You're so funny. I get really like very like loving. Like I just start hugging people, kissing people. It's not good during this time, you know? So it's like, you know, we can't come people's faces. I'll literally be like, you're so pretty. And I was like, I just hold people's faces and they're like, can you get off? I just had my makeup done. Like,
You're like, please, ma'am.
I'm like, but I love it.
You're like, I love you, tapping your nails.
I know. I'm like, you're so cool.
That's the one thing I wish I wish men wore nails like that, because I really need them to articulate exactly what I need.
Everything is with these nails, let me tell you.
I'm surprised you're like not playing the banjo like in the background of like your songs with the nails.
I'm like, okay, no, I can't. It's horrible.
How does a girl from Milwaukee become the next big thing in music? Because you don't hear much coming out of Milwaukee except beer.
Actually, the real me really is just like good old Amanda. Like, my name's Amanda. My first name's Amanda. I just morph into her after I perform. Like, I don't stay Ava, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I'm just like really goofy and I keep myself grounded and I have great family and friends that really just like, you know, slap me back to reality. Albanian parents, that's what they do.
They get you right back down to reality.
Yeah, my mom's like, are you giving me an attitude? I was like, oh, I didn't even realize. Are you on your phone while you're at dinner with me? She like takes my phone. I'm like, but I want to post on Instagram.
She's like, Amanda.
And I'm like, that's me. Yeah.
How did you find Ava? Like, I wonder, like, you know, Beyonce has Sasha.
You know, let me tell you. So I played a prank on my brother when I was 14. I don't know if you know this. My name, my full name is Amanda Kochi. And then Amanda never, like, even in school, I would be like, I would make up names. I'd be like, call me Veronica, call me Kelsey, call me Kelly. Like, and like, I wouldn't respond to those names until the teacher was like, Amanda. And I'd be like, yeah. Like, because I would forget the name. I would tell them. I'd be like, damn it. And then the teacher would be like, you're Amanda. And I was like, okay, fine.
By the way, Amanda Kochi sounds like Sharon Stone in Casino. Like, it sounds like a mobster's wife. Like, that's why would saying. You?
I'm like, no, no, thank you. I was almost Kelly Kochi because of Kelly Kapowski. My brother really liked that show, Saved by the Bell. So I was almost Kelly Kochi, but that never happened. My father loved Amanda. But anyways, long story short, I played a prank on my brother, and Albanian parents usually don't give their kids middle names. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, after I played the prank, I like made a fake Facebook account because my brother and I are like Tom and Jerry growing up. He's 6 years or 7 years older than I am. So we would always like get each other with like pranks. And so I made this girl.
Tell me.
I catfished my brother.
Wait. You were catfishing your brother as Ava.
I was like 14. Yeah. Ava Marie Chevalier. I made her French.
Oh my God. My sister would not talk to me today.
Oh yeah, no, he didn't. I had, and the day I told him, it was like a week later, I had like a big scarf on and I was like, and I was on Facebook on the computer and I was like, oh, I live on your street. And he walks out and I come out and I go with my scarf. I'm like, hey, it's me, Ava Marie Chevalier. and then he literally was like, not even kidding, he looks around because he thinks she's on the street. And then I'm like, it's me. And then he looks at me and he goes, what, Amanda, you're crazy. And like, not even kidding you, for 2 hours he like disappeared. I'm not sure what he did, like I don't know where he went. And then he came back and he was like on the couch like this, and he was like, he's like, I feel disgusted. I'm like, I feel disgusted, but I find it so hilarious. And we started laughing so hard. And then he goes, Ava is a cool name though. And I was like, oh my God, it should be my name. And I'm like joking and I'm just like, you know what? I really like the name Ava. So a week later, I started going by the name Ava. A month later, I went to court and changed my name to Ava. And then I became Ava.
All because of a prank with your brother.
I swear, that's the story. Like, literally, that's what happened. And then, I've been Ava since 14. And then Max came about when I got signed because I was like, well, I feel like Ava's going to be hard to search. And also Max is like, I've always loved the name Max. It's very like strong and it's kind of masculine compared to Ava. So feminine. So I was like, masculinity, femininity, it kind of goes together. And that's what happened. Really?
That is amazing. You know, it's so interesting because, you know, back in the day when you got a record deal, like you were the bitch. If you went to school and you had a record deal, you were the bees.
I was the girl trying to get the record deal. I was like handing out all my CDs like when I was 14. I was like, check it out. And like literally, and not even kidding you, I was like, check it out. Do you know anyone who can get me signed? Check it out. Do you know anyone who can get me signed? I was like, does your uncle work in the business? Does he happen to live in LA? Is he in the music industry? I'm going to LA in a year. I'm like, I'm going to go to LA soon. I will always tell everyone, I'm going to LA to be a singer. I'm going to LA to be a singer, but do you happen to know anyone?
Yeah. Can you hook me up with anybody you know, the janitor?
I know the janitor of a studio that I can record at.
I would take it.
Yeah.
You never know. It's so crazy. How old were you when you got signed?
I think I was 23.
Can you imagine being signed before that, like at 18 or 17? Yeah,
these, you know, new artists, which I love and I'm so proud of, like for doing stuff like that as a teenager, because as a teenager, I was wilding out. I could not, like, I'd be of me talent, like collaborating and focusing. That's crazy.
It's so nuts.
So anyways, I feel like everything is meant to be in life. And so it kind of just like happened when it was supposed to happen. But, you know, I after I got signed, it was like almost like boot camp. I wrote like over 100 songs. It was a lot of work. And then Sweet But Psycho happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You weren't going to let it. You weren't going to waste it. Because I know a lot of people get that signing bonus and they're like, yeah, let's do this. And you know, they never do anything.
Yeah, you gotta put in the work. Like I put in the work for after I got signed for a year and a half, I didn't put anything out. I was just in the studio writing. It was kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. I was living in the studio. And then finally, Sleep It's Like.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who's been your favorite person to collaborate with in the music industry?
Circuit, of course. He produces all my stuff. Henry, he does my Circuit though, but he's the greatest producer I think ever. And he's just so talented and we work on everything together. So
I feel like it's like Avatar. Have you ever seen Avatar?
Oh my God. My fans are called Avatars. That's so funny you said that.
Well, I feel like you and Circuit are like the moment where, you know, they find the horse and then they braid the hairs together and then the horse and the, you know what I mean?
That's us.
Cause it must be hard to find somebody who you can even like sit in a studio with for 7 hours and like just sniff. Like
literally, we're together all the time, always making music. He is my backbone, basically. He is always there for me. And he's been there for me when I didn't have anything. And so you need someone to believe in you. You know what I mean? So he was that person.
Why don't you not marry? Like, I feel like you should be dating everything in LA who is hot over a 9 and employed.
You are so funny. You know,
What's his name? What's he look like? Is he fine? Is he in the profession too?
I'm always dating. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's pretend like I didn't uncover that. And we're going to pretend like we don't know that you're kind of dating around and maybe you're in an entanglement with somebody. You're such a strong personality. How do you find somebody that, do you go for another strong personality or do you go for somebody who like mellows you out a little bit?
I like the mellowing me out because I'm crazy. I love to, I'm an air sign. I'm an Aquarius. So I'm all over the place. I'm like a butterfly, like literally just all over the place. And so I just need someone to bring me down and mellow me out because I could go and go and go until I burn out.
Have you ever done the spark plug thing where you date somebody else that's also crazy? Because I've done that one time and I will never, bitch, I will never.
What is that like?
I will take a man who is comatose before I take a man who's crazy. Okay.
Because you don't think it's not opposites attract. It's the opposite of opposites attract.
No, and your two energies trying to walk into a room. Like imagine
it's like
you trying
to.
Yes. it's like two alphas. And when you get two alphas together, it's really, I didn't think I was as alpha as I thought I was. I thought I was going to be.
You're an alpha for sure.
Yeah, but I was a punk bitch in my relationships. You know what I mean? Like I always thought I was that way.
You want to be in control of your relationships.
No, I secretly want somebody else to be honest.
You're like, I just want someone else to do what I say.
Yes. I want you.
I want to go to the beach. You're coming to the beach.
I bet you're going to end up with somebody who is like as mellow as can be.
I mean, hopefully. That's the dream.
I go back and forth. I'm like, do I want it right now? I'm 33.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have about five more years of whole year. I have my three more whole years left.
You got time. I feel like it's a new age. Like we can do anything we want.
Right? But your Albanian parents must be like, when are you going to meet a nice Albanian man?
Oh, no. My parents are just, they're always like, focus on your career. They always want me to focus on my career. And they only send me Beyonce videos all day long. My mom's always sending me Beyonce videos like of Beyonce talking about like working hard and not giving up and just like literally taking it to the top. I'm like, Mom, I love Beyonce, but when are we going to just talk about like, do you want grandkids? She's like, no, I want you to be the best. She's like, I want you to be Beyonce. I'm like, Mom, it's not possible.
Oh my God.
They're traditional.
It's so crazy because I get so jealous of people who get to perform live on stage because I feel like it would be a rush to be up there in another country with people who don't speak English, but they're singing every word of your songs. Is that wild to you?
I don't even believe it sometimes. It's just, I feel so grateful and humbled. It's such a humbling experience because it's like so many people, yeah, know the lyrics of songs I've written. Like, how is that possible? It's crazy.
I talked to an artist one time and she said the first time it ever happened to her, she was like in the middle of Korea and she thought that her record label was playing like a backtrack from like an American show to make her feel good about herself. And then someone showed her the video of the audience and she couldn't believe her eyes. Like she was like, I was in shock.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's like everybody coming together with lyrics. I love it.
What are you going to do when you get back on the road? Are you going to be like just jacked up to go make that cash?
I'm so excited to perform. Like, I don't even know, man. I'm so excited to perform.
What's your favorite song on the road?
I mean, I haven't performed a lot of the new album yet. So I think Call Me Tonight, Belladonna. Oh my God, what's happening? Like, I can't wait to perform those songs.
It's all going to be the bomb. What did you do without hair and makeup for a year and a half?
I did have some. I had a lot of music videos, like COVID safe, obviously, but like I was still working.
You said, I'm just not going to take the year and a half off. I'm running with this.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Everybody else is working, but not in the beginning, not March, April, May, June. Like we didn't do anything there. That was like lockdown. But like I'm saying, July, August, like we started safely, like getting COVID tests and doing music videos. But oh my God, no, not the beginning.
You were making banana bread.
Yeah, the beginning, that's all I was doing. I was making gluten-free crepes and I thought they were healthy, but all that it was sugar. And I was like, none of my clothes are fitting and the malls weren't open. Nothing was being delivered. I was like, I can't fit in any clothes.
Wait. They had you up here sitting around and you were out here thinking that these motherfucking crepes were healthy and you were just making sugar and water with whipped cream?
I swear. And all of a sudden my stomach keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every day. And I was eating pints of ice cream, watching Tiger King and all kinds of stuff. And I was like making pasta and steaks. Like, it's just like crazy when you don't care and you realize like no clothes fit, that's when it hits you. You're like, okay, you're taking it too far. I started going on walks, but I didn't know if the air was healthy to breathe. I was like, I was like, oh my God.
Same. I was double masked walking on the streets of Bel Air, but I would go at 5 o'clock in the morning when no one else was out.
And then when you see somebody, it was like seeing the plague. You were just like, oh my God, there's a person down there. I think he's looking at me.
Yes. Is he hungry? Is he going to feast on me? Is this the purge?
No, the purge is horrible. That scares me. I don't watch scary movies like that. No.
Oh, I fucked up. and I watched Contagion the first week of the pandemic.
No, and did you lose your mind?
Bitch, trust and believe, lost my mind up in here, slept at my friend's house for 3 days. I was scared.
This is crazy. I can't even believe what kind of year we've had this last year. It's sometimes, it's very unbelievable.
It is really crazy. I pinch myself whenever I think
about
it.
We're living in a movie.
But I wonder, because do you ever compare yourself to other girls out there in your same space?
No, I don't compare myself to other people, but sometimes obviously I do with Instagram, but I've gotten, you know, when I was younger, I used to, but now I'm like, I just want to be healthy and happy at this point. And my mental health is everything. So I don't do that stuff anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's super smart. I got off of Instagram for 4 months and it was one of the healthiest things I ever did in my own life.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I would schedule my posts at the beginning of the week. And then I would just stay off of Instagram for the rest of the week. And it really changed my whole outlook because I was much happier. I was completely happy. Social media kind of fucks it up for you.
I know. I need to learn to, I'm actually going on vacation in a couple of days with some friends to Hawaii. And I was thinking of not staying on social media and just basically just like taking pictures and posting them when I get back, you know?
Yes. Can I give you a piece of advice that I do when I go on vacation?
Tell me.
I bring a digital camera, so I don't have to have my phone on me at all times.
Wait, I want to do that because the thing is, obviously, I'm going to be tempted to post on my story, but I don't want to. I want to relax.
Yes, but you're also going to be tempted to check that phone and see what your publicist is saying and see what emails you got. If your phone's locked in the room and you're on a boat and having a good time, you won't even be concerned with what's going on in the world.
No, you're right. I'm going to just force myself to do that. Like, just not bring my phone. Like, I feel like I need to do that.
You have to do it. I don't bring my phone to dinners. So when I go to dinner, I either leave my phone at home or in the car.
Really? And oh my God. I make a mistake. I'm on my phone sometimes too much at dinner. And then I feel bad.
I always leave it in the car, and it's changed my friendships. It's changed my life. I'm more connected. I hear everything at dinner.
What? Okay. Maybe I need to do that. Cause like I'm on my phone. I'm just glued to my phone.
And what time are we leaving, bitch? Cause I'm coming to Honolulu.
Yes. You are so funny. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Make a girl's dream when you go on tour. I want to be your quick change person. I want to come backstage. I want to be like, you know, part of your entourage.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so down.
And I want to back up sing. You can turn my mic off. I just want to do the.
Yes. What harmony are you going to do? Ready? Oh. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Well, I got it, right?
You're coming on stage.
Ava Max, I love you so much. You have been one of my favorite guests on Just a Sip. And we're actually going to sip together because when you come back from your little vacation with your friends,
okay,
we are going to have a cocktail.
We're
going to have a cocktail.
Okay, we have to. It's a date.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. You are so sweet and so funny.
You guys, thank you so much for checking out Just a Sip again. Remember, write, review, subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget to check out Ava's new single, Every Time I Cry, out now. It is a banger. It is going to be the song of the summer. You do not want to miss out. And I'll see you guys next week for another Just a Sip.